Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever you're doing, listening to this right now, depending on where you're at in the country, what you're doing, thank you for working so hard, for giving these special practice-focused sessions, your undivided attention. We just finished up a powerful 1-2-3 punch on your new patients, which of course is usually the lifeblood of your practice, driving in the most new diagnosis and new opportunity. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into mastering the five buckets. This month is so very special because we're going to talk about the necessity of tracking and understanding exactly how to build your practice for the future. I cannot emphasize enough, and I know I say it every day, how important it is to be future focused. So many people, they get caught up in the vicious cycle of running on the treadmill of production every day trying to make another dollar instead of focusing on building the demand into their schedule and creating the dentistry of tomorrow today. To begin with, I don't want to hear any whining or any bullshit about tracking. It's important. It's essential. However, the tracking, most practices do it all wrong because it focuses on the past instead of the future. Anyone can find out how much production or collections they have had in the past. What matters most is how much we are going to do in the future, next month, the month after that, one quarter ahead. You will only be able to make smart decisions about what is going on in your practice when you know the following items. Number one, phone calls to scheduled appointments. How many incoming phone calls we have that are directly tied to new patients, and how many scheduled appointments do we get from those phone calls? Number two, how many scheduled appointments we have tied to the value of treatment diagnosed? So important. If we have 100 new patient phone calls, we get 35 new patients. How much money will each one of those new patients scheduled appointments worth? And we can even go back further and we can say, how much was each phone call worth in value of treatment diagnosed? The third thing you have to know is, out of your total diagnosis value, how much of that was scheduled treatment? This, of course, is the most important factor every day in your practice, and it should be monitored by each individual. Each hygienist, each assistant, each doctor, each treatment coordinator, everybody. It's like how many at-bats you had in baseball, how many times you swung, how many times you hit the pitch. Okay? Like how many shots you took in basketball, how many went through the hoop. It's so important. You have to know total diagnosis and amount of acceptance on that present to treatment. The fourth thing you have to know, obviously, is how much money you captured on that scheduled treatment, okay? Meaning the collections for the day. Now remember, our objective is minimum 50%, minimum. You should be getting much better at that, especially if you're not being greedy and cheap and you're offering reductions in the fee, discounts on full pay treatment plans. You should be out collecting every day your production. You may produce 7, 8, 10, 12, 20,000, but if you presented, if you diagnosed 27, 37, 47,000 and you got case acceptance on 30 to 50%, some of you even 70%, then your collection should be crushing your production numbers every single day. Because the production that you schedule today, the collections that you get today, is money that's going to be paced out in your schedule and organized into the value base. The fifth thing you must know is how far out you are scheduled and your average total daily production based on your scheduling goal you set. I love it when people say to me, oh, we're scheduled for 4 weeks out. And I say, well, when can you see your next new patient? Oh, we can't see a new patient for 4 weeks. Say, well, you're crazy. How many new patients are on the schedule? They say, oh, well, we can see six new patients in the next 2 weeks. And so you're scheduled full, but you only have six new patients on the schedule, and you can't see any new patients for 4 weeks, then you're morons. You're not doing it right. Okay? Your value-based schedule says if your goal is $100,000 a month and you're scheduled out 3 weeks, then those days better be scheduled at $5,000 to $7,000 a day without breaking any of the rules. If your goal is $300,000 a month, okay, and you got 15 clinical days, you got $20,000 a day, and you say, I'm stacked full for 4 weeks, well, you better have $20,000 a day scheduled. If you are pre-scheduled but you're not to your goal, then we're scheduling all wrong, and also we're not getting enough dentistry every day accepted to be able to build a profitable practice. This is why the bucket system is so important, because it allows you to have x-ray vision to what's going on. The last few months we've taken an x-ray vision look at your new patients to see how you're doing, to see what the reality of it is there. Now we're taking x-ray vision at the actual flow of treatment, the flow of money, diagnosis, scheduled treatment, collected value, daily goals of value-based scheduling. Once you look at each of these numbers, we can now get more specific. Then we can know where there is a hole in the bucket or a broken link in the chain. The reason we have created the 5-bucket tracking sheets is to make it easy for each team member to know how they are performing, and the results added up amongst all team members should blow away your goals for the day, every single day. If they're not, then you have to have parameters, statistics, ways to track exactly where and what and possibly who went wrong. So included in this month's practice focus, in case you have misplaced them or need a reminder, are a series of tracking sheets that allow you to see what each individual team member and what each area of the practice did today for the key factors and numbers to follow to ensure you're heading in the right direction. Now, this month you have some very basic homework, and I want to walk you through the three things. The first piece is this. I want you to discuss and describe the perfect daily flow of treatment and the patients through your practice from your own perspective. Listen and take notes of what I'm about to say and compare it to what you're doing. So, before the end of the day, we looked back at today and we said, what the hell happened? Then, before tomorrow, we did all of our chart reviews. I'm walking into the huddle, every team member walking into the huddle prepared. Okay, I'm a hype dentist. I show up, I say, today, team, for my huddle, I want to tell you I have 8 patients coming in. Out of these 8 patients, I have $32,000 of unscheduled treatment sitting in their mouths in the computer system I've already verified. Now, out of those 8 patients, I think 4 of them very straightforward. 2 of them we haven't seen for 1.5 years. Doc, I think we may need a couple extra minutes there. I'm going to reshoot some photographs. We're going to get a great exam. I'm going to see if we can engage them and get into the full mouth treatment plan moving forward today. Treatment coordinator, if you got a few minutes, I'd like to flank these 2 patients. Let's make sure we solidify our triangle. Are you going to be available at 3:30? Okay, now, I have 2 other patients here that they're doing pretty good. They just came off a nice full mouth reconstruction. We're getting in for hygiene visit. However, they were supposed to move forward with the Invisalign, and they never did. So today, I would like to address this with them. I'm going to bring back up those small photos because I don't know if we took any after shots after they finished up the cosmetic redos. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and shoot a few pictures there, and then maybe Doc or treatment coordinator give me a little hand, see if we can't push forward on the Invisalign. So that's it, team. I'm excited. 32,000. I want to knock it out of the park. Now, next hygienist. Boom. Okay, next, I'm assistant. Assistant walks up, says, okay, my turn, team. Today we got 6 patients on the schedule. High five everybody for knocking down that giant case last week. We're doing that full roundhouse of preps today. We're going to get a nice set of veneers on this patient. Now, I know that they paid 50%. Today we're supposed to collect the rest of it. I'm going to have my eyes on that. I know, treatment coordinator, if you can be available to help cash out the rest. Now, we also discussed with them about moving forward at the bottom. I'm not exactly sure what the delay is, but I'm just going to bring it up casually. Anybody got any advice for me? We'll see what we can't do. If we can schedule it back next week for the others. Or maybe when we do the seats on the top, we could go ahead and prep up the bottoms. Now, the next thing, I have these other 2 patients coming in. It's a beautiful thing. It's husband and wife. They haven't been in for a while. They called last week. They just got back from vacations. They're going to be in town for a couple of weeks. They want to come in, and they said they had some problem areas. We know that they haven't been for an exam for a while, so we went ahead and scheduled them here. I'm going to triage them up like a new patient. We'll do a limited exam. If I can get them for a full series, we're going to do that. And, Doc, we're going to need some back and forth here to create a choice treatment plan. I'd like to, treatment coordinator, if you have a few minutes, you can meet with them before our visit, get to know them a little bit more, do the interview. Let's just treat them like a new patient today. Now I got two other patients this afternoon. Okay, we're going to be doing the implants at request of the afternoon, so we cleared out the schedule. First one, pretty straightforward. They have a couple crowns on the left-hand side we didn't get. I'm going to shoot some pictures before we go in for the numbing and let them know that this will be the next step. And the second patient is very easy. I think we'll be fine there. So all in all, I have $17,000 of treatment, not counting that other roundhouse on the bottom or the two husband and wives coming in. So we'll see what happens. Now, that's a daily huddle, okay? Each person talked you through the column and the schedule. You could, of course, be briefer about it. What did I not talk about? I didn't belabor what's already in the schedule, what we can look at and see. I mean, give me a break. You already know what the hell's going on. So we talk about the future value of treatment available. Now, I have a game plan. I've pinpointed where I need the doctor, where I need the treatment coordinator, and then we push the pedal to the metal. When each team member does that, you add up the treatment that's in the patient's mouth coming in for the day. You know what your targets are. We go through the day. As soon as the patient is asked in the chair, I welcome them, say a few nice things, and say, before we get started, we're just going to take a few updated photographs here, take a look around and see. I know we're coming in for A, B, and C today. We're going to see where we're going to go next with this. I immediately shoot pictures so that I don't forget, so that I don't run out of time, so that I can talk to the patient about the pictures. When the doctor comes in, I immediately engage that patient and the doctor with the photographs that we've taken. Then we do the hygiene, then we do the restoration, then we do the implants, whatever. Very important. In the schedule, I might also note where I have time to start some impressions, to do any same-day turnarounds, whatever. So now, at the end of the day, everybody shows back up. I'm the hygienist. I said, team, thanks for all your support today. I was hoping for 32,000, but you know what? We got $20,000 today out of my single column. So happy about that. And I extended this 32 to 52. Okay, I went ahead and presented a couple of the nice cases. It's really a great thing. So good teamwork on that. Next week, you're going to have that 20,000 available in the assistant column. I know we're going to pick it up. Next, hygienist assistant. Today, team, my 17,000. And you know what? Beautiful things happened. The two implant cases, we didn't get any more treatment on that. They want to wait. Obviously, implants are a big deal. Next time they come in, we'll get them. Husband and wife, full mount treatment plans. They're very excited. They're coming back next week for treatment conference, high five treatment coordinator. They're really happy about the possible cosmetic workups that we've done. And today, we knocked down two Invisalign cases, same day impressions, fire up. So, treatment coordinator says, team, you're amazing. I collected $27,000 today off the two columns that you presented to me. It's great teamwork. Most of all, we actually scheduled $40,000 of treatment today. It was a beautiful day, da, da, da. Now, that's a good day, a good day. And if you have more than two clinical team members, you ought to be talking the numbers I'm talking about. Okay, you lack creativity. You're not following through. You're not thinking very big if you're talking about piddly stuff, single surface composites all day long. You need to help these patients, right? Are you a tire patcher or are you a professional dentist? Now, every person is going to do a huddle exactly the way I'm talking about. Secondly, you need to go through, this is part two, homework for today, who is responsible for each bucket, each column, okay, in the schedule and how the reporting is going to be done at the end of the day. I want you to discuss it. The morning huddle shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes done properly. End of the day huddle shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes done properly. Okay, now number three, I want to know what you're doing with these numbers and this information. It certainly isn't for my reading pleasure. Okay, the numbers are for you. In fact, I don't even care how you track it, but you have got to be future-focused and you have to be accountable for it. Doctor, listen up. I need your involvement here. You want babysitting feedback or you want to own your business. Look at the columns. It's very simple the way it's laid out, and you understand how much is diagnosed, how much is accepted, how much we collect. And you can break it down by person and know who's doing great, who needs some help. You can look at who's taking pictures, who isn't. There's no excuses for this. Zero excuse available. You have to execute in the way that's going to get you the results. Now, please listen. I want you to have a feedback loop. And you should be discussing these things in your weekly touch-base meetings consistently. This month, please write down your top three or four or five takeaways from this practice focus. Share with me your top three commitments that will be made as to what you can do better and specifically to improve. Finally, I want you to share your daily goals for creation, diagnosing, scheduled treatment, and your goal should always be at least 50% of collection on every scheduled dollar. I want to know this out of each department of practice, and that total should add up to more than what you need at a minimum to hit your monthly objectives. If you are a specialty practice, all you have to remember is to customize. If you're doing the perio, you may have the implants, you may have the surgeries, you may have the all-on-fours oral surgery, you may have the wisdom teeth, you may have the implants. Okay, if you're doing some other specialties or TMJ and sleep, you may have consults for ortho, consults for TMJ, consults for sleep. Okay, for our orthodontists, you may have a limited starts, you may have full starts, you may have adult starts, you may have traditionals, Invisalign. There may be lots of different ways to track this. You can track referrals, whatever. But you have to have clinical accountability of the flow of the human patient through the practice. The bottom line is this. Everyone loves to focus on big numbers and making your goals. But that's only going to happen when you have individual execution and effective follow-through from every team member in every part of the practice. Otherwise, you're just getting lucky and not really taking ownership and controlling your success. Let's make next month your best month ever, at least until the one after that. And I promise you, you're in control of breaking free from production and driving your future value of your practice and out collecting what you could ever produce. It's a liberating and amazing feeling, and it's what the advanced and most successful practices do. You've got to break this link. I'm telling you, my friends, you've got to. When you outschedule your daily goals, you will soon be able to stack production on demand and hit any number you want. Make it happen. You have the power, and tracking is the key for understanding your reality and making good and smart decisions to have more success next month than you did in this one. Please, if you need any help at all, Kevin, Torella, and I all here for you, standing at the ready to support in the execution of these specific tracking forms and the approach that we, with 100% certainty, know is the best way for you to get ahead of your goals, okay, and to start being in charge of your daily victories. I look forward to your amazing results. Please do your homework. Those of you that do, I appreciate it. Those that you don't, there's no excuse. It's obvious the situation you're in. I want you to execute and follow through. You have to provide me feedback, just like you need feedback for yourselves. Thank you very much. Let's make it an amazing month.